strategic objectives of the organisation is to have control of fisheries brought back to national governments within the European Union. And the Commissioner, being a bureaucrat and being tied to the role of the treaties, was had difficulty in understanding that. But I mean, it is an aspiration that is very strong amongst Irish fishermen, and something that Europe will have to consider. And that is last Tuesday's meeting was part of a process of campaigning around that. But we believe that proper sustainability and proper maintenance of the fishing stocks can only be done by local government and by local fishermen.
Does this perhaps bode badly then for the Council of Ministers meeting taking place next week? Traditionally, the December meeting is the one that sets the agenda regarding quotas for the coming year. The industry looking at this with some trepidation and some worry. Should they be worried?
Every year, I think we're treated to the industry talking about the worry and the trepidation in relation to the December Council meetings. The Commission has an agenda to cut and restrict quota, and the fisheries organisations are fighting a losing battle every year to try and maintain what they have. So we'll be presented at the end of next week with the fisheries organisations coming back and saying that they've saved the industry for another year. But every December it's the same, and every December when we come back from the council, the cake has got smaller, and that's continuing to happen, which we'll see again fishermen leaving the fishing industry and the decline of coastal communities.